Today's Amud is Yivamis Ayin Dalad Amud Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom, Va'ayichla Mitumas Atzman. So the way this sugya began was on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara asked the Shaila, the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash, they asked the Shaila from Rav Sheshes, we know an Aral is not allowed to eat Truma, that was the first mission of our Perek, what's the Halacha, is an Aral allowed to eat Maiser Sheni? That was their Shaila, is an Aral allowed to eat Maiser Sheni? So the way the Gemara, Rav Sheshes, at first thought to be Poshet the Shaila, was from a Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim. The Mishnah is comparing Truma, Bikurim, and Maiser Sheni all together. And the Mishnah says that we find certain things that apply by Truma and Bikurim that do not exist by Maiser. Truma and Bikurim have different Chumras that do not exist by Maiser Sheni. The Seifa spoke about Chumras that exist by Bikurim and Maiser Sheni that doesn't exist by Truma. The Reish of the Braisa, though, was discussing Chumras that exist by Truma and Bikurim that you do not find by Maiser Sheni. Now, amongst the list is a lot of things. Nowhere does it say anything about an Aral. Says Rav Sheshes, if it were true that an Aral is not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni, if it were true that an Aral is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni, if it were true that an Aral is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni, so then there should have been Aral in the Mishnah. The Mishnah should have said that by Truma and Bikurim, an Aral is not allowed to eat Truma and Bikurim, yet when it comes to Maiser Sheni, it's Mutter. So Truma and Bikurim are Aser Ba'arelus, whereas Maiser Sheni is Mutter. That should have been amongst the list in the Mishnah. From the fact that Aral does not appear in the Mishnah in Bikurim, that serves as a raya that it must be that an Aral is Aser to eat Maiser Sheni. Mamela, there was no difference when it comes to Arelus with regards to Truma and Bikurim and Maiser Sheni. That's why it's not in the list, because all of them are Aser Ba'arelus. That's why the Mishnah doesn't mention it. Because if it was really Mutters, then the Mishnah should have said it. So that was Rav Sheshes' raya. The Gemara says it's not a riot, because it could be the Mishnah is not a complete list. The Mishnah is just saying examples of things that exist by Truma Mikurim that don't exist by Maiser Sheni, but it's not necessarily a complete list. And really, it could be the Neina Chanami that Truma Mikurim are Aser to an Aral, but an Aral is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. It could be really an Aral is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. Now, the Gemara said, if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah is not a complete list, it's just examples, so then there has to be other things that are left out. Because if this is the only thing that's left out, it looks very suspicious. You can't say that the Tana was just saying examples, and he left out one thing. So, my Shire, the High Shire. And the Gemara went on to the safe of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah in the end, like we said, spoke about Chumras that exist by Bikurim and Maiser, that do not exist by Truma, so the Mishnah over there also seems to be an incomplete list. Amongst the things that the Tana left out was the fact that Truma, when it comes to Maiser Sheni and Bikurim, so the halacha is that if a person eats Bikurim and Maiser Sheni when it's Tameh, so he's Chayiv Malkus, it's a Lais Asay. As opposed to if a Kayin eats Truma when it's Tameh, so although it's Aser, we'll see soon it's Isser Asay, but there's no Malkus, because there's no Lav, there's no Lais Asay, and there's no Malkus. So you see at the end of the Mishnah was also an incomplete list. That's the proof that the Tana was not saying a full list. And if so, you cannot bring a riot from the fact that the Mishnah did not teach that Aral is not allowed to eat Truma and Bikurim, and he is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni, that really an Aral is Aser to eat Maiser Sheni. You can't bring that as a raya. So we'll come back to that raya and to the Etzem Shaila shortly, about what's the Maiser the Halacha, is an Aral allowed to eat Maiser Sheni or not. But before we do that, the Gemara is just going to focus on one of the things that we said at the Seif of the Mishnah left out, was that V'aichlem betumas atzmun leike mashenke betruma. Now one of the things the Seif of the Mishnah left out is that when it comes to Bikurim and Maiser Sheni, so if a person eats them when it's Tameh, so he's Chayiv Malkus, as opposed to Truma, if a person eats Truma when it's Tameh, so it's Aser, but there's no Malkus. So says the Gemara, Milku Dulei Laki HaYisurei Ika. It's clear from the Lashon of the Gemara that the Gemara was only coming to say that there's no Malkus, but in Chanami it's still Aser to eat Truma when it's Tameh. So the question is Minalan, what's the Makar, where do you know it from that it's Aser to eat Truma that's Tameh? There's no Malkus, where do you know it from that there's an Iser? So says the Gemara, Amar Akra, because the Torah says by Psuli Hamukdashin, Bisharecha Toichalenu, that you could eat it, and the Pasuk goes on to say, even when it's Tameh Vatar Yachtav, that a person could eat Psuli Hamukdashin, even if it's Tameh. So, we darshan from here, Bisharecha Toichalenu, that you could eat it, Lezev Ulei Laacher. that it's only when it comes to psuli hamukdashin, so then you could eat it even when it's in a state of tumah. However, but when it comes to other things, when it comes to truma, so you're not allowed to eat truma when it's in a state of tameh. Now, even though the diak is saying, like a lashon of Alisa say, that you're not allowed to eat truma when it's in a state of tumah, the lav haba michal asay. It's a lav which is inferred from an asay, because the Torah was saying an asay by psuli hamukdashin, you could eat it when it's tameh. You could eat it when it's tameh. We could infer from their Elisa say that you cannot eat truma when it's tameh. But since the original pasuk is really the lashon of an asay, so even though you're learning from their don't do a negative thing, don't eat truma when it becomes tameh, the halacha is that a lav which is inferred from an asay has the status of an asay, which is why there's no malchus. So there's malchus when it comes to a person who eats bikurim or meiser sheni b'tumah, but there's no malchus when it comes to someone who eats truma tameya. Now going back to the etzem sugya, Amar of Ashi mireisha nami shmas mina detana v'shayer. We mentioned that they refuted, they deflected Rav Sheshes' raya from the Mishnah. Rav Sheshes wanted to bring a raya from the Mishnah from the fact it doesn't say anything about an arol. It must be really an arol is not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni. To which the Gemara said, no, it could be really it's mutter. Asked them, why isn't it listed in the Mishnah amongst the things that are usher by Truma and Bikurim and mutter by Maiser Sheni? It was a Tana V'Shayer. The Tana was only saying examples. What was the examples? What's the right that the Tana was only saying examples? What else is left out? The Gemara went to the safe of the Mishnah to show that there are other things that are left out. It says Rav Ashi, this even in the Reisha, even when we're saying things that exist by Truma and Bikurim that do not exist by Maiser Sheni, even in the Reisha, there's other things that are left out, which prove that it's a Tana V'Shayer, that the Tana was only saying examples. What else was left out from the Reisha that exists by Truma and Bikurim and does not exist by Maiser Sheni? Midulai Katani. One thing that was left out is that v'noyagin b'shar shnei shavua is, first of all, is that that truma and bikurim are noyag all 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, meaning it's a 7 year cycle. Shemitah, obviously, there's no trumas and maisers, but the first, all the years that there's noyag trumas and maisers, the first 6 years, so there's truma every single year of those 6 years. There's bikurim every single year of those 6 years. However, Maiser Sheni, like we said in the Hagdama to the Sugya, Maiser Sheni is separated on the first and second, and the fourth and fifth year. On the third and sixth year, Maiser Sheni gets replaced with Maiser Ani. But in the it's only in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year. So it's not naik all the years of the Shemitah cycle. So that's one thing that the Tana could have mentioned also, that only Shumam Bikurim are naik all the years, as opposed to Maiser Sheni, which is not. And another thing that the Tana could have mentioned is that Ve'in Lehem Pidyan Mash Ein Kein B'Maiser, is that Truman Bikurim, you can never redeem it, as opposed to Maiser Sheni. Let's say a person, he lives far away from Yerushalayim, and Maiser Sheni does a din, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. He doesn't want to have to go to Yerushalayim a few times a year, so he's already going technically a few times a year. He's going to Shalosh Regalim. He's not interested in having to go more than that. He's interested. It would be very difficult. He would much rather push it off. He'd much rather push it off to the next Yom Tov, and then he'll bring his Maiser Sheni. The problem is that his Maiser Sheni is going to rot. If he holds on to his fruits and vegetables until then, so it's all going to rot. So there's a halacha that you could be paid the kedusha onto money, and then the next time you go to Yerushalayim, you bring the money to Yerushalayim, you buy some fruit, you buy some from some Maiser Sheni, and the kedusha goes back onto the fruit, and then you eat it in Yerushalayim. So there's a halacha of pidyon when it comes to Maiser Sheni. There's no such halacha like that of pidyon when it comes to bikurim or when it comes to truma. So that's another thing that the Tana and the Reisha could have mentioned, that exists by truma bikurim that does not exist by Maiser, that there's no pidyon as opposed to Maiser where there is pidyon. So shema mina, you see already from the Reisha of the Mishnah that it's a Tana v'Shayer, that the Tana was not saying a complete list. So now going back to the Atzam Shaila is an Aral allowed to eat Maiser Sheni or not? We don't have a Raya. We don't have a Raya yet. Is an Aral allowed to eat Maiser Sheni? An Aral cannot eat Truma. What's the halacha? Could an Aral eat Maiser Sheni? So it says the Gemara Tashema, we learned in the Braisa, that Nishtairu Ba'i Tzitzin Ham Akfinas Amila. Let's say they give a baby a bris milah, but there are strands of basar enough that it's considered that it's ma'akiv the milah, so the child, for all halachic purposes, is considered an arul. So since he's considered an arul, the halacha is that hareza einu eichel, he's not allowed to eat, loy betruma, loy bepesach, just like an arul cannot eat truma and pesach. So to this child, this person, even if he's older, he cannot eat truma, and he cannot eat from the Karman Pesach. V'loy bekachim, he can't eat kachim. V'loy bemeiser, and he can't eat meiser. So you see straight out from the Braisa, that an arul is not allowed to eat meiser. Now, my love, meiser dogon l'chayra, when the Mishnah says, when the Braisa says that there's a problem, that an arul is not allowed to eat meiser, what type of meiser is it talking about? It's probably not talking about meiser ani, or Maiser Rishon, those things don't have any sort of Kedusha. We said even a Zar, we'll see soon, maybe there's a Chalik, but for generally speaking, even a Zar is allowed to eat those things. So what Maiser is it talking about that an Arul cannot eat Maiser? My love, Maiser Dagon L'chayra, the most mistaber Maiser to say that it's talking about, is that it's talking about Maiser Dagon, and more specifically, Maiser Sheni, that an Arul is not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. So you see, Lahed Yom HaBraiso, that an Arul is not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. To which the Gemara says, no, it's not a Raya, why? I could tell you that the Braisa is discussing not Meiser Dagan Bechlal. It's not talking about Meiser Ani or Meiser Rishon for sure. It's not even talking about Meiser Sheni. It's talking about Meiser Behema. The tenth, every tenth animal is brought as a carbon as Meiser Behema. That's what it's talking about. Well, ask the Gemara. Meiser Behema, how can you tell me when the Braisa says Meiser, it's referring to Meiser Behema? Meiser Behema is brought as a carbon, so Hainu Kachim, and Kachim is already listed in the Braisa. It says that an Arul cannot eat Kachim. Why would the Braisa repeat itself and say that an Arul cannot eat Meiser Behema? Well, says the Gemara, there's a problem to specify Kachims. V'ultamech, according to you, Miloy Tanan Pesach, U'katani Kachim. It says carbon Pesach, even though it says Kachim. So you see that even though the Tana said Kachim, he still went ahead and specified certain specific types of kachim. So says the Gemara, no, that's not a raya, because Vishlama Pesach, I understand why the Tana would want to specify carbon Pesach. Pesach u kachim. Why it specified Pesach, even though it already said kachim? That makes sense. Tzrichi, the Tana needs to say both. Di Tana Pesach, if the Tana would just say carbon Pesach, I would say, Mishum da arelus with Pesach, ksiva. I would say that, why is it that an arul cannot eat carbon Pesach? Because it says at the end of the Torah, that kol arul lo yaychal boy, and an arul cannot eat carbon Pesach. Of a kachim imolai. But when it comes to other kachim, I might think that an arul is allowed to eat other kachim. V'itana kachim, and if the Tana would just say kachim, zahava aminu, my kachim Pesach. I would say that when the Tana said kachim, he really meant carbon Pesach. He was referring to carbon Pesach because that's what the Torah says it. But therefore the Tana had to specify Pesach and had to specify kachim so that I would know that it's a halacha that applies to all kachim. That an arul is not allowed to eat any sort of kachim. Elamaiser behema lamali. But why would there be any reason for the Tana to specify Meiser Behema once it already said Pesach and Kachim, and now I already know that Kachim means all Kachim. So why would the Tana then specify Meiser if he's referring to Meiser Behema? So says the Gemara, Elo Meiser Rishon. You're right. It can't be that it's referring to Meiser Behema. There would be no reason for the Tana to specify it, but it's still not referring to Meiser Sheni. Rather, it's referring to Meiser Rishon, that an Arul cannot eat Meiser Rishon. V'reb Meir he. Now, even though, what do you mean, Meiser Rishon doesn't have any sort of kedusha, how could it be referring to Meiser Rishon? It's not so simple. For Rabbi Meir, the Amar Meiser Rishon Asa Lazarim. It's going like the Shita of Rameyer. Rameyer has a unique Shita. He holds that Meiser Rishon is Asar to a Zar. He holds that a non-Kayin, a non-Levi, is not allowed to eat Meiser Rishon. Yisrael is not allowed to eat Meiser Rishon. So you see that according to Rameyer, Meiser Rishon has some sort of kedusha. That's why he held that an Arul could also not eat Meiser Rishon. But there's no raya from the Braisa to anything about Meiser Sheni. It could be La'ilam, and an Arul is allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. So it says the Gemara Tashima, let's bring a raya from a different Braisa. Midatani Rabbi Chiya bar Rav Midifti, that Arul aser b'shtei Meisers. He said that an Arul is not allowed to eat two Meisers. Now my laugh, Echon Meiser Dagon, ve'echon Meiser Behema. L'chayr, when he said that an Arul is not allowed to eat two Meisers, he was referring, first of all, to Meiser Daga, to Meiser Sheni, and then also to Meiser Behema. Those are the two Meisers he was talking about. One, we could for sure say is Meiser Behema, that would be the easiest, but then there has to be a second one. What's the second one? L'chair, it's Meiser Sheni. Meiser Rishon doesn't have any Kedusha. Says the Gemara, no, again, Hachanami, Meiser Rishon, Verbi Meir. I could tell you it's talking about Meiser Rishon, and it's going to Meir that Meiser Rishon is usher to Azar, and it does have Kedusha. So Tashma, let's bring a right from a different Braisa. The Braisa says that an Einin is usher be Meiser, Mutter be Chumu be Para. So here also is similar to the Mishnah that we quoted in Bikurim. This is a Braisa comparing different things by Meiser, Truma, and Para. Instead of Meiser, Truma, and Bikurim, the Braisa is comparing Meiser, Truma, and Para Aduma. So the Braisa says that there are certain things which are usher to one of these three, Meiser, Truma, and Para. Certain things that are usher to one and mutter to the other two. For example, an Einin is Aser b'Meiser. He's Aser to one of the three. He's Aser to Meiser. Einin is not allowed to eat Meiser, but he's Mutter to the other two. U'Mutter b'Trumu b'Para. An Einin is allowed to eat Truma, and an Einin is allowed to be involved in the Para Aduma. Tful Yoyim is also Aser to one and Mutter to two. A Tful Yoyim is Aser b'Truma. Someone who's a Tful Yoyim, he became Tameh. He went to the mikvah, but now he hasn't yet experienced sunset. He hasn't yet experienced Harif Shemesh. So he's not allowed to eat Truma. First Mishnah in Chas. Yet, Umutr b'Paro b'Meiser. A Tful Yoyim is allowed to be Isaac in the Para, not like the Tzedukim. And a Tful Yoyim is allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. Mechusar Kippurim is also Aser to one and Mutter to two. A Mechusar Kippurim is someone who had Harif Shemesh. He experienced sunset, but he has a certain level of Tumma that requires him to then the next morning bring a carbon. And he hasn't yet brought that carbon. So he's called a Mechusar Kippurim. A Mechusar Kippurim is Aser Bipara. He's not allowed to be Isaac in the Paraduma, but he's Mutter in the other two. Umutter Betruma Bemeiser. He's allowed to eat Truma and he's allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. Now, this is a whole list of things that are Aser to one and Mutter to two. Now, Vim Isan, if it was true, then an Aral is allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. If an Aral would be allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, so Nisni Aral, so Aral should also be in this list, either instead of or in addition to Tful Yoyim, as one of the things that's Aser Betruma, Umutter Beparu Bemeiser. An Aral is not allowed to eat Truma, that's our Mishnah, beginning of the Parak. Yet an Aral, we don't find any sort of limitation that an Aral can't be Isaac in the Paraduma. We don't find any sort of limitation that an Aral cannot eat Meiser Sheni. If it's true that an Aral could eat Meiser Sheni, so this is also something which is Aser to one and Mutter to two. So Elamaya must be. Elamaya must be that an Aral is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. It must be you have a raya from this Braisa that an Aral is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. Mamela, he's Aser both to Truma and to Meiser Sheni. So it's not amongst the examples of things that are Aser to one and Mutter to two. That's why it's not listed, because an Aral is really Aser. He's not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. So the Gemara says, Ena Chanami, checkmate, you proved it from this Braisa. The Tan of this Braisa clearly holds that an Aral is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, just like he's not allowed to eat Truma, he's not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, but this is not a riot that that's necessarily the Halacha, because I'll tell you that Haitana Devei Rabbi Akiva hi. That's not the Shita of the Chachamim, that's the Tana, that's going like Rabbi Akiva. The sheet of Rabbi Akiva is that an Aral is treated like a Tameh. This was the Rabbi Akiva that we mentioned in the beginning of the parak when the Gemara wanted to know what's the makar that an Aral is not allowed to eat Truma. So Rabbi Eliezer brought it from Gzeir Shava of Taisha Vesachir from Karban Pesach, the Truma that an Aral cannot eat Truma. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't need it. You can learn from the parasha of Truma itself, the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, says the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Aimer, Ish Ish, the Rabbi says, Aro, when the Pasuk says that Ish Ish, that the person who's Tameh, is not allowed to eat Truma, so the extra word Ish, Ish Ish, is coming to be Mar, but also an Aro, and an Aro is like a Tameh, just like a Tameh cannot eat Truma, so too an Aro cannot eat Truma. So Rabbi Akiva Shita is that an Aro is Ketameh. Mamela, since an Aro is like a Tameh, an Aro cannot be Isaac in the Paraduma. So that's why an Aral is amongst the list, is not amongst the list in the Braisa. Not because he's Aser to Meiser, he's Mutter to Meiser, but he's still not Mutter to two things. We thought in the Havamina for sure he's Mutter to do the Paraduma. Where do we ever find the limitation that an Aral cannot be Isaac in Paraduma? The answer is that it's obvious. If you go like Rabbi Akiva, then an Aral is Ketameh, If you go like Rabbi Akiva, then an Arul is Kitame, so then he can't be Isaac in the Paraduma. So now, like the way I was Masber before, it's not that this Brisa is an ironclad Raya that an Arul is not allowed, that an Arul is not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. It could be really an Arul is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. But the reason why it's not in the Mishnah, the reason why it's not listed in the Brisa is because he's still Usher to two things. He's Usher to Truma, for sure, that's our Mishnah. And then the second thing he's Usher to is not Maiser Sheni, but rather the second thing he's usher to is that he's usher to the Parah Aduma, because Rabbi Akiva holds and an Arul is Ketame. Now says the Gemaru, man tan and the Paligaleh Rabbi Akiva, who's the Tan who argues on Rabbi Akiva, and argues and says that really an Arul could be Isaac in the Parah Aduma, that argues on Rabbi Akiva and says that an Arul is not Ketame, and an Arul could be Isaac in the Parah Aduma. Now it's a Mamash Apella, that the Gemara doesn't just right away say that. What do you mean? Who's the Tan? It's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva are the one who have this machlekes. The Gemara does not say that. We'll learn the Gemara the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Taisis has a whole series of kashas in Rashi. It's a different shah. But let's say we'll learn it like Rashi. Says the Gemara, who's the Tan who argues on Rabbi Akiva and holds that an Arul is allowed to be Isaac in the Parah Aduma? It's the Tana de Rabbi Yosi Abavlihi. It's the Tana who's the Tanakama in the Braisa that mentions Rabbi Yosi Abavli. The Tana of this Braisa, the Tanakama of this Braisa, is the Tana who argues on Rabbi Akiva. The Tana, like we learned in the Braisa, that Sreifas Oinenu Mechusar Kippurim Kshera, that when it comes to burning the Parah Aduma, so an Oinen and a Mechusar Kippurim, they're kosher, they're allowed to be involved in the Parah Aduma, in the Sreifas Parah Aduma, whereas Rabbi Yosi Abavli Oimer, that an Oinen, yes, a Maskim, an Oinen is Kshera, but a Mechusar Kippurim is Tzula, a Mechusar Kippurim is not allowed to be Isaac in the Parah Aduma. Now in the Braisa that we mentioned before, that was comparing Truma, Maaser Sheni, and Parah Aduma. So that Braisa said Lahedya that a Mechusar Kippurim is not allowed to be Isaac in the Parah Aduma, like Rabbi Yosi Abavli. The Tanakama is clearly arguing on the previous Braisa, the Tanakama of this Braisa, who says that a Mechusar Kippurim is kosher to be Isaac in the Parah Aduma, he's allowed to do the Tzreifas Parah Aduma, he's clearly arguing on the previous Braisa. This is what Rashi explains. The Tanakama of this Braisa clearly argues on the previous Braisa when it comes to Mechusar Kippurim. So once you see, anyways, he's being chalik on the previous Braisa when it comes to Mechusar Kippurim, you see he clearly argues on that Tana who we named Rabbi Akiva, he clearly argues on Rabbi Akiva when it comes to Mechusar Kippurim, so it would be mistaber that he also argues when it comes to an Arul about whether an Arul could be Isaac in the Parah Aduma, that even though Rabbi Akiva said that an Arul cannot be Isaac in Parah Aduma, this Tanakama would say that an Arul could be Isaac in the Parah Aduma. This is the way Rashi explains the Gemara, very difficult, but that's the way Rashi explains. I entice this for a different shot, but this is Rashi's explanation of the Gemara. Now says the Gemara Vayter, that Va'af Reb Yitzchak Savar Arul Aser Maiser, that Reb Yitzchak held that an Arul is not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. Dam Reb Yitzchak Minayin La'Arul Sh'Aser B'Maiser, Mamash La'Hedya, how do we know that an Arul is not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni? Because Namr Mimenu B'Maiser, V'Namr Mimenu B'Pesach, we have Gzeira Shava Mimenu from Karban Pesach to Maiser Sheni. Ma Mimenu Amr B'Pesach Arul Aser B'Ay, Af Mimenu Amr B'Maiser Arul Aser B'Ay, just like an Arul Kanani Karban Pesach, says Uchol Arul Lo'Yecha B'Ay, so too an Arul is not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. Now the Gemara points out that Mufni, this must be in Gzeira Shava that's Mufni, the word Mimenu must be extra. D'Eloi Mufni, if it's not extra, so then you can't necessarily learn out Maiser Sheni from Karban Pesach, because Yikula Mifrah, you can ask that Karban Pesach is more Chamer, and maybe that's why it has a din, that an Arul cannot eat it. Mala Pesach, what's Chamer about it? Shekein Chayav V'Nolav Mishon Pigol V'Naiser V'Tameh. Karban Pesach has an Isser, a Pigol, if it goes past this man, if you have a machshava, it makes it into pigle. The naisa, you're not allowed to leave it over. The tame, a person who eats it when he's tame, he's chayiv kares, as opposed to maaser sheni, where it's aser, but it's only a lav, it's not kares. So these are chumras that exist by Karban Pesach, and mamela, you cannot learn out from Karban Pesach to maaser sheni, unless you say that it's a gzeir shava that's mufni. To which the Gemara says that lai, afnuye mufni, the guy in a chanami, itaka is mufni, itaka is extra. And that's why we can make this gzeir shava, and that's how Yitzchak makes this gzeir shava, even though it doesn't make sense in Svara. Now, my mufni, how do you see that this word mimenu is extra? In what way is it extra? So, Amar Rava, Rava explained, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, because klasa mimenu ksivi v'pesach. If you look in the parasha of Karban Pesach, So it actually says the word mimenu, it says it three times. The pasuk says in Shemais Yud Beis, pasuk Tes and pasuk Yud, al taychu mimenu, mimenu na, ubasha mavushal bamayim. It says, first of all, when describing the way you have to eat the carbon pesach, that it can't be raw, it has to be cooked a certain way. So over there, it says mimenu. And then it says in the next pasuk, it says, v'loy seisiru mimenu ad baiker, don't leave over from it until the next morning. V'hanayser mimenu ad baiker be'ish tisraifu. And if you leave it over until the next morning, so then you have a chiyuv to burn it. So it says mimenu three times. Says Rav Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, chan legufei, the first one is needed for itself, that it's only by carbon pesach, Tosfos explains. That's only by carbon pesach. That's when there's specific criteria for how you eat the carbon pesach. It can't be raw, it has to be this way, mavushal, the holes, shulchan aruch of how it has to be cooked. As opposed to matzah and maror, there is no such halacha like that. It's dafka mimenu, dafka for the carbon pesach, that you have all these instructions, but not by matzah and maror. V'chad l'gzeir shava, that which it says, that v'leisiru mimenu ad baiker, that mimenu is totally superfluous. That's what's needed to make this gzeir shava into a gzeir shava mufni. And then the third mimenu, where it says hanaisar mimenu ad baiker beish tisraifu. So that's lamad amar balkas of liti naseach loisa say. So according to the mad amar, there's a shayla machlekes, what the pshan even in these last words of the pasuk are, what's it needed for? The Torah already said there's a loisa say. You're not allowed to leave it over until the next morning. So why does it have to repeat hanaisar mimenu ad baiker beish tisraifu? Just say it and then burn it. Why does it have to say v'hanayser mimenu abayker beish tisraifu? So there's a machlekes. One man the Amr says is to make it into not just a leis asay, but there's also an iser asay of naysar. It's an iser asay. Ba'akasav litin l'cha asay achar leis asay. So according to that man the Amr will say that the reason why the Torah says mimenu is Aidi Diksiv Naisar, since it's going back onto Naisar to make an Isser Asay of Naisar, and by Naisar, the Torah used the word Mimenu, it said, Vahanaisar Mimenu, it says, Loisaisiru Mimenu ad Baiker, so since by the Atzam Isser, the Loisaisay of Naisar, it said the word Mimenu, so Ksiv Nami Mimenu, since we're coming to make it into also an essay, so therefore, the Torah repeats the word Mimenu as well. There's another man Damer who says that the reason why the Torah adds in these words, Zahanaisir Mimenu Ad Baiker Be'esh Tisraifu, is in order to write Ad Baiker. Ad Baiker is the Iker. Ad Baiker, the Torah wanted to say, if not for these words, you might have thought that you're not allowed to leave over from the Karma Pesach until the next morning, till Pesach morning. And if you do, you burn it right then and there on Pesach morning. The Torah therefore says, Ad Baiker, then no, you have until the next morning. You're supposed to burn it the next morning on the morning of Chol HaMoed. That's when you're supposed to burn it. So according to that man, the Amr, that Ad Baiker is the Iker. So we'll say that Uman Damar Litan Baiker Shane Lusifa, so Aidi the Ksiv Ad Baiker, Ksiv Nami Mimenu. Since the Torah had to anyway say Ad Baiker, so then the Torah also added in the word Mimenu, but really the Iker was Ad Baiker. Once we were adding in Ad Baiker, also to go with the flow of the way the Pasuk was reading until then, so we added in the word Mimenu, but really the Iker was Ad Baiker, and there's nothing to learn out from the third Mimenu. So the first Mimenu is the Gufei, that it's Dafka Karban Pesach that has specific instructions for how to cook it. The second Mimenu is the Mufni, and then the third Mimenu is Agav. That's the way we explain it. So says the Gemara, that Tlas, and also, just like we have Tlas and Mimenu by Karban Pesach, we also have Tlas and Mimenu Ksivi B'Maiser. We also have three times by Maiser, where the Torah uses the word Mimenu. It says, Lo yachalti bo'ini Mimenu, v'loi bi'arti Mimenu betame, v'loi nasati Mimenu lemeis. So there's three times where it says Mimenu, also when it comes to Maiser Sheni. So chad legufei, the first one, le'achalti ba'ini mimenu, I didn't eat it as an einein, so that's mimenu is legufei, is that there's only an iser for an einein to eat ma'aser sheni, but there's no iser for an einein to eat ma'aser rishain. That's the way the Tosfos Yeshanim explains, and there's no iser for an einein to eat ma'aser rishain, only ma'aser sheni. That's what it means legufei. The chad, the second mimenu is the Rabbi Avayu. The second mimenu of Le Ba'arti mimenu betame, that if the Maiser Sheni became tame, so I didn't burn it. I didn't burn it. Rabbi Avayu Darshan, we had earlier, that it's only Maiser Sheni, that you're not allowed to be mevayer, that you're not allowed to burn if it becomes tame. But truma tameya, So then you are allowed to benefit from it. You're allowed to burn it and use it as fire fuel. That's where he learned it out from. So that's the second mimenu. Look at the Rabbi Avayu Amar Rabbi Yechanan. And then the third mimenu, where the Torah says, "V'inasati mimenu l'meis," I didn't give the ma'aser sheni over to a meis. That's coming to teach us the Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is drasha. The Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish taught us Amar Rabbi Simai minayin l'ma'aser sheni shenit mashemut l'asuchai. How do we know that even though you're not allowed to burn ma'aser sheni, that becomes tame? But you are allowed to anoint yourself with it. Let's say you have ma'aser sheni olives, ma'aser sheni olive oil, and so you're not allowed to burn it. You can't use it for fire fuel, but you are allowed to anoint yourself with it. How do we know that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says by the vidoy, the man says la'inasati mimenu l'meis, that I didn't give over my ma'aser sheni to a meis. L'meis la'inasati mimenu l'meis. We darshan that l'meis hu la'inasati. It's only that you didn't give it to a meis, but halachai dumi the meis nasati. But to a person that's alive, even though you use it in a way that would be similar to how you would give it to a mace, so that's mutter. Now, ezi davar sheshava b'chaim uvemaisim. What's a way that a person could use ma'aser sheni in a way that a live person would use it in the same way as a mace? Have yaimer zu sicha? The way you would do it, use it in the same purpose, would be for sicha. You know, a person would be sacha meis, a person that's alive. So the Torah is saying that I didn't give it to a meis, but I did give it to a chai. What does it mean to give it to a meis? Sicha. What does it mean that it's mutter to give it to a chai? Is through sicha. That even though you can't burn it, but you could use it for sicha. So that's al kapanim, though, there's definitely one mimenu that's extra. There's a mimenu by carbon pesach that's extra, so that's what makes it into a gzeir shava mufni. However, Maskamar Marzutra, before we get back to the Etzem Limud, ask Marzutra, then how did Reish Lakish know to Darshan from here that it's referring to Sicha, Ve'ema Likach Loi Arim V'Tachrichim? Maybe it's talking about buying clothing. That the person is saying by the vidway that I didn't give over my Ma'aser Sheni to the mace, he means that he has money that's Ma'aser Sheni. Like we said, you could redeem Ma'aser Sheni, so maybe he redeemed it onto money. And he's saying that I didn't give it over to a mace, I didn't use the money to buy things for a mace, to buy him clothing. But to a chai, it's mutter to use the ma'aser sheni to buy clothing. Maybe that's the drasha. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Beit Rav Yeshua, mimenu is migufai. That mimenu is mashma that we're talking about the actual ma'aser sheni, not just something that you were paid onto, the money that you were paid onto. We're talking about the actual ma'aser sheni. And so that's not money. Why? So this is the makar, because money doesn't grow on trees. So you can't have money that's actual ma'aser sheni. You can only have fruits that are actual ma'aser sheni. Money doesn't grow on trees. So money can't actually be ma'aser sheni. Money is not migufa, it's just something that you redeem the ma'aser sheni onto. So it's medik from the pasuk. We're talking about mimenu, we're talking about something that has the actual kedusha, which again is not obviously not referring to money. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says a different way you know that it's not referring to Aron v'Tachrichim is because lo nesati dumya d'lo achalti. It's all in the same vidoy where he says, I didn't eat it, and I didn't give it to a mace. So, ma'alahala migufay, obviously when he's talking about eating, he's not talking about money. So, afkan migufay, he's talking about the actual maser. So too, when he says, l'inesati l'mace, he means the actual maser, not money. But now, going back to the limud, so we're saying that how do you make it so that Rav Yitzchak learns out, gzeira shava, mimenu, from Karban Pesach to maser sheni. That just like Karban Pesach and Aro is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, so too Ma'aser Sheni, and Aral is not allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni. What's the limud? Gzeira shava, mimenu. The Gemara said it has to be mufna, because if it's not mufna, so maybe Pesach is more chamer. So the Gemara says that yes, it is mufna, because there's a mimenu by Karban Pesach that's extra, that there's no drasha from it, that mimenu makes it into gzeira shava mufna. However, says the Gemara, v'kati mufna mitzad echadu. So you only show that it's an extra worded gzeira shava from one side, from the side of Karban Pesach. But there's nothing by Ma'aser Sheni that was extra. So, honey, chalman damar lemeid avei meshivin. According to the man Damar, who says that when you have a gzeir shava that's mufna only from one side, you make the gzeir shava even when there's a pircha, so then great. El man Damar lemeidinu meshivin. But according to the man Damar, who says that you can make the gzeir shava, but if you have a pircha, so then that stops it. So ma'ik lemeimar, over here we have a pircha that maybe carbon pesach is more chamer as pigol naisar tame. So how could you learn out ma'aser sheni from carbon pesach? So says the Gemara, over here, really it is mufna from both sides. It's mufna on the Karban Pesach side, like we already outlined before. It's also mufna from the Ma'aser Sheni side. How is it Mufta from the Ma'aser Sheni side? We just said over a drasha that's learned from every single Mimenu. Every single Mimenu. The first Mimenu was the Gufay. The second Mimenu was the Kedrabi Avayu. That it's only Ma'aser Sheni that you're not allowed to burn Betumah. But Truma, Tameya, you are allowed to burn. Truma, Tameya, you are allowed to burn. The third Mimenu was this drasha of Rish Lakish. So how is there a Mimenu by Ma'aser that's extra? Says the Gemara, because Hach Derbi Avayu, Midrav Nachman Amarab Bar Avu. Because the drash of Rabbi Avayu that you're allowed to burn Truma Tameya, and we said before he learns it from Mimenu that there's only an Isser to burn Ma'aser Sheni Tameya, but Mimenu, but other things is Mutter, Truma Tameya is Mutter, we don't really need to learn it out from Mimenu. Really, there's somewhere else we can learn it out from, which will make this Mimenu by Ma'aser Sheni extra. What's the other drash we could use to teach us that you're allowed to burn Truma Tameya? Says the Gemara, the Amr of Nachman, Amr Abu Baravua, Ma'idichsev, what's the meaning of the Pasuk? Hashem says, "Vani hinei nesati l'chash mishmeres trumaisai." I have given you to watch over my true mice, two true mice, v'shtei true mice, akasim medaber. Hashem is saying that I gave the kehanim two true mice. What are the two true mice that Hashem gives to the kehanim? There's only one truma. What's two true mice? Achash truma tahira, v'achash truma temeya. One's talking about tahara truma, which Hashem says I gave you to eat, and the other one's talking about truma temeya, and Hashem says, v'amrachmana l'cha, that shalcha tehei, that hinei nesati l'cha, that it's yours, that the truma temeya is yours. It's yours to have. You can't eat it, but it's yours. It's yours to use it as fire fuel to burn under your pot. And so this is the makar that you're allowed to burn Truma Tameya. Mamela the Mimenu that it says by Ma'aser Sheni is extra. It's mufna from both stadim, and that's why Rabbi Yitzchak, that's how Rabbi Yitzchak is able to learn out Gzeira Shava from Karban Pesach to Ma'aser Sheni, even though there's a pircha. He can learn out Gzeira Shava, Mimenu Mimenu, that just like an Aral is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, so too an Aral is not allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni.